This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Headlines brought to you by McDonald's. The dollar menu at breakfast is back at McDonald's. Stop by your local McDonald's for a sausage biscuit, McChicken biscuit, or a sausage McMuffin for only a dollar, paired with our dollar size hot coffee or soft drink. Guys, price and participation may vary. All right, Mike, let's start with the SEC because, well, the media has spoken, and you know how often the media is right.
Yeah, the media elite gathered over there in Hoover, Alabama, and let's see now. How many times has Georgia been preseason picked to win the SEC East?
A lot.
Okay. I mean, probably the only time they would not have been would have been the Urban Meyer Tebow years. You know, a couple of years, obviously, Spurrier had 11 win seasons with South Carolina. But for the most part, Georgia has always got some degree of whether it's preseason in the coaches poll or preseason top 25. Or in this case, SEC Media Days, the media elite picked the Georgia Bulldogs to win the East.
Is that a bad omen?
Well, I mean, in my experience, I've been here since 98, but I know a lot of long-suffering dog fans would say whenever there's a level of expectation, generally the dogs will crumble under the pressure. Maybe that's going to be different. Maybe Kirby is the first year we're going to sprinkle some of that Alabama magical dust that he brought from Nick Saban's world over here to Athens, and maybe they will be clutch for once.
All right, if you missed it yesterday, Mike Bell, who you going with in the West?
I'll be contrarian because they also are always going to fumble and crush under the pressure when they have expectations, and that's Tennessee. So they got 8 starters returning on both sides of the ball. If you believe that Quentin Darvity can just simply not screw up, I'll pick Tennessee this year, just on a flyer. I'll take Tennessee in the East.
All right, Tennessee in the East, and you like Bama in the West?
You know what? Hey, everybody, that's chalk, man. That's chalk. Let's go outside the box.
Who's beating Bama?
Let's go with Jarrett Stidham and the Auburn Tigers.
All right, I'm with you on that.
War Eagle.
I'm with you on that. I'm going
Jeremy Johnson?
Jarrett Stidham.
No, that's the last time they had a hype quarterback, Jarvis.
Oh, okay.
This is Jarrett Stidham from Baylor.
Yeah, I like the Auburn pick, just something different for – and you could probably go LSU if you believe in them and you believe in the new coordinator in Canada.
Yep.
But in the East, I'm also picking Georgia. I said this yesterday. We picked them late in the show because SEC Media Days are wrapping up. But, yeah, man, I'm going Georgia. If not now with 10 starters coming back on defense, Mike, when are you going to have the best defense in the SEC? If not now,
when?
So, you know, if this is a team that's going to be built – like Kirby likes to have them built, which is through defense, is what they did at Alabama. You know, you never worried about Alabama's offense because you always knew the defense was going to keep you in games.
Right.
That's what should happen with the Dogs this year. So, yeah.
Potentially two true freshmen starting on offensive line. Does that give you pause? How quickly do those guys find their happy place?
It's a good point. It does give me pause, but I'm going to tell you something. You've got to start as AT is shaking the eight ball. The one I replaced.
No, it's Magic 8-Ball. Let's not get that confused. We don't want the cops rolling in here.
No, the destroyed 8-Ball.
Well, listen.
Yeah, I thought you were going to get a new 8-Ball.
That is a new one.
No, it isn't.
Huh? Carlton, stop lying, man.
That's not a new one? What's the 8-Ball say?
Did you buy it?
You know what?
Didn't know.
I had somebody buy it for me.
This weekend, I'm going to buy
Terry Fox.
I'm buying a new Magic 8-Ball. Yeah, come on. I'm going to buy a new Magic 8-Ball because it takes too long. It's all cloudy and buzzing. You dropped it and threw the thing around like it was you're playing bocce ball.
Well, that's what the Falcons do to me every season.
All right, Arthur, what does Magic 8-Ball say about Georgia winning the SEC East?
Looks like yes.
Hey! Magic 8-Ball is spoken, dog fan.
All right, there you go. It's broken, though. Remember, it's broken. Hey, you asked
me. Well, the broke 8-Ball is right twice a day.
Twice a day. Remember, it's broken. Somebody's going to hit us back watching November. You guys said the 8-Ball. It was broken. O-line, a couple of those freshmen, Isaiah Wilson, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to start a couple of these guys, man.
Well, again, he's one of the most recruited and highly anticipated players out of Brooklyn. Everybody wanted a piece of.
Brooklyn.
Going to Athens. So, remember, he was not an early enrollee, though. So how quickly does he adapt to what they're doing at this level?
Left guard, right tackle, open. And we talked about this the other day. Isaiah Wilson, 6'7", 350. Neutron Johnson, 6'3", 340. But Johnson plays more inside. Wilson can play inside or outside. And they got Andrew Thomas. You're going to start a couple of freshmen, Mike. At the end of the day, that's what I think is going to happen.
A redshirt. Now, Cleveland was redshirted. Can he step in and be? And man, there's a lot of hype around Ben Cleveland. We talk about him all the time when we do the dog report. Either way, Georgia picked in the East. Bama picked in the West. But here's the thing with Bama, Carl. You know, and Nick Saban.
I'm sorry. Thank you, AT. He said it's I called the kid Neutron. Notori. Thank you.
I turned him into a transformer.
Yes, thank you. You know what's on my mind? Movies.
You know what? That's a good name, though. I mean, you want your kid to be successful? That's my boy, Neutron Jones.
Is it Natron Means? You play for the San Diego Chargers.
That's right.
Remember Berman? Natron Means Business.
Notori. Thank you, AT. That's correct. Right. Hey, what's the real quick, and we'll move on to some other headlines. This guy says returning starters is overrated. What?
Well, I mean, how else do you measure it by? You got guys who never played at the SEC versus guys who just started. So, sir, now if the team sucked, all right, if you were a three-win team and you had eight returning starters, well, that wouldn't be much to be excited about. You got to have a reference point. These are guys who at least know what they're doing to some degree as opposed to the true freshmen. That's why they would not be overrated.
Who's this team, Vanderbilt?
It must be. But here's the deal. Why don't you just start all rookies or freshmen and see how things go?
Right.
There is a reason experience matters. Now, I'm not going to tell you if it wins you championships, but I'd rather have an experienced team than not.
But look, I know that Nick Saban was kind of slow rolling everything, and he's always throwing cold water on expectations. That's just his style. But there is a lot of turnover at Alabama. You put a ton of guys from that defense in the league. You've got a lot of young guys. Now, again, because it's Alabama, everyone assumes, don't forget, Mack Brown. I'm not comparing Saban to Mack Brown, but at the end of his run at Texas, he had all the 4 or 5-star guys, but these kids all believed their own hype and couldn't deliver. Saban won't allow that to happen on his watch, but not every year, guys. It's not a birthright in Alabama that Alabama's going to plug into Atlanta and the SEC championship. Sooner or later, there's going to be some part of your class which doesn't perform to the level you expect.
You're absolutely right. Kirby, by the way, addressed this to the text line at 404-741-0929. Ironically, Mike, his text line name is Text Complainer. Here is Kirby Smart.
I'm excited about the players we got returning. We got a lot of competition at a lot of positions, and that fires me up. And I think competition is what makes your team better.
UGA also lands 4 players on the preseason All-SEC first team. That's Nick Chubb, Isaac Nata, defensive tackle Trenton Thompson, and Roquan Smith. All-SEC first team. Again, all right. This is preseason, so we'll see how that plays out. If you're curious, Sony Michel was picked and Lorenzo Carter on the third team.
Okay.
But they got a bunch of guys, at least in the preseason, on these teams, and there's a lot of expectation.
You're going to lean on the defense to make plays, but you've got to get production out of your young offensive line. That's why we've been talking and harping on the O-line all offseason.
Hey, man, as we continue to talk, ACC Media Day is going on. You mentioned to me, Paul Johnson addressed the media, I guess, starting about 30, 40 minutes ago.
Right.
Saying a variety of things. We're going to let you hear it coming up in a little bit. In case you missed it, but Paul Johnson basically being Paul Johnson, guys. I didn't expect and don't expect anything miraculous to be said today by Coach Johnson. He's even keel, win or lose, we're right here. This is where I am.
But you will hear Paul Johnson singing some country music a little bit later. A little feature they had the coaches kind of singing ditties from their favorite song.
Really?
Yeah, so you'll hear Paul Johnson sing George Jones later, coming up on Dukes and Bell.
Last night, guys.
And Jarvis can't wait.
It was the Atlanta Sports Council, and they handed out all the awards. Coach of the Year, presented by Home Depot, Dan Quinn, and rightfully so. The Athlete of the Year went to Nick Chubb. The High School Athlete of the Year went to Gabby Curry from Buford High School, volleyball player. And Matt Ryan also won for Professional Athlete of the Year last night. So, again, this is an Atlanta-based thing, and they're handing out awards to players and teams and coaches. But it was a nice event from what I heard, Mike, and very cool. Congratulations to Coach Quinn and the Falcons for pretty much dominating the awards last night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.